Hello and welcome to today's Christmas reflection. Our topic today is the shepherd's goal, moving from hearing to action. This is taken from the book of Luke chapter 2 verses 15 to 20. I read, "When the angels had left them and gone into heaven, the shepherds said to one another, 'Let's go to Bethlehem and see this thing that has happened, which the Lord has told us about.' So they hurried off and found Mary and Joseph and the baby who was lying in the manger. When they had seen him, they spread the word concerning what had been told to them about this child, and all who heard it were amazed at what the shepherds said to them. But Mary treasured up all these things and pondered them in her heart. The shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all the things they had heard and seen, which were just as they had been told." There are a few things I got from this passage. Number one, the shepherds believed. When we believe, there is an expectation, but we are to do our own part by moving from hearing to action. The shepherd believed what the angels had told them, and without hesitation, they took action. During my research, I found that in those days, shepherds were considered outcasts. They have low society status. They were considered untrustworthy and unclean. But no matter what the society thought of them, they were still part of God's plan. Because the shepherds were considered outcast and unclean, they would have been restricted from seeing baby Jesus if a room was to be made available for Joseph and Mary. But God had a plan. Jesus being born in a manger was not an unfortunate event. It was all part of God's plan. Isn't it amazing that the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords would choose to be born in a manger so that even those who were looked down on in their society could come to him? This is to tell us that no matter how unworthy we may feel, or how you think this festive season is looking or may end up, I want you to know that God sees you. Just as the shepherds were not left out of the promises of God, you also can never be left out. He sees you, he hears you, and he is with you. The shepherds were given an assignment, and without any delay, they hurried to fulfill their assignment. In this season, what assignment or word do you feel God has given you, and what are you doing about it? Number two, they spread the word. The Bible says that when they had seen him, they spread the word concerning him. As we approach the celebration of the birth of Christ, let us reflect on why he came. We can see from the names given to him, Jesus, which means the Lord is salvation, or Yahweh saves, Emmanuel, God with us. All the names given to Jesus point at the love that God has for the world. In every season, we are to be willing to share what Christ has done for us, who Christ is in our lives, and let us take the action by spreading his love to others. Number three, the shepherds returned. What the shepherds were told by the angels was exactly what they saw. And with this in mind, they return praising and glorifying God. So we know that the word of God is true and will always come to pass. I pray that we and those around us will experience the revelation of our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Number 4, Mary's reaction. But Mary treasured up all these things and pondered them in her heart. I feel this verse carries a powerful reminder of how important it is to treasure the good news of our Lord Jesus Christ in our hearts and constantly pondered on them. The message of Christ is our lifeline. Matthew 6:21 says, "For where your treasure is, there your heart will also be." As we draw closer to Christmas, what are the things you have treasured up in your heart? Whatever it may be, let us remember that the birth of Christ is not to be celebrated by just setting a day out in a year. Rather, we are to thank God and rejoice at all time for humbling himself to come in a human form and lived among us. John 1. He came to take up our sins, guilt, and shame upon himself so that all who believe may spend eternity with him. We are to share this good news of our Lord Jesus Christ to our friends, families, and community. Let us pray. Father, as we prepare for Christmas, we remember those facing uncertainty. We place in your care our families, friends, and many others who are faced with wars, homelessness, and challenging situations. We thank you, Lord, that in all circumstances you are there and you are a faithful Father. We thank you, God, for the move of the Holy Spirit in our nations. We pray for peace of God over every homes. We pray for those who may not be so sure of what this good news of Jesus Christ is. Lord, reveal yourself to them. We pray for those who desperately want to share Christ with their loved one. I pray that you grant us boldness and to be sensitive to the guidance of the Holy Spirit. We pray for those in need, convict and lead us to those you want us to help. Lord, I pray peace and comfort over those in hospitals, the bereaved, and those living alone. Lastly, I pray for the lost souls to be found and return to our Lord Jesus Christ. In Jesus' name, amen. God bless you and Merry Christmas.